Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Terry. I'll get to the DiCaprio making feminists go crazy because he's supposedly dating a 19-year-old in a moment. But first, Terry said this briefly and I quote, "When I was in high school back in the day, I became friends with one of the janitors. He shared the story that all the janitors would fight not to clean the women's sports locker room, but wanted to clean the boys' sports place instead, because it was so much easier. I always seem to remember that fact," unquote. Well, there really isn't that much to cover and make a full video on this idea, Terry. You don't have to go into a woman's bathroom or locker room to see how bad things are. If you've ever lived with a woman, all you have to do is look at her dusty cosmetics in the bathroom and the mess she usually leaves behind. Or look at how dirty the interior of most women's cars are. Full of trash everywhere. But I'm sure that everyone wants to know what the hell is going on with DiCaprio and how he's making women go crazy and lose their minds now that he's 48 and dating a 19-year-old, supposedly. I believe it was confirmed that he wasn't, but it was good enough to make women like Catherine Ryan, a 39-year-old Canadian comedian, label him as creepy. One of her fans asked the question, "What crime did Leo commit?" And she said, "No crime, just a creepy pattern." She probably had a crush on him growing up and is upset that he's not dating women his own age, or slightly younger, so that she might actually get a chance. She's probably hoping to create some sort of sexual tension and then he'll respond back to her. But he's too smart for that if that's her plan. Another woman named Caitlin Moran said that it looks as though he has a titanic trauma, and that Eden, the 19-year-old woman he was seen with, wasn't even born when Titanic came out. The attacks keep on coming, basically saying that Eden is still in high school when COVID began, and that DiCaprio's girlfriend was so young that she probably studied the Romeo and Juliet film that he starred in when she was in high school. A really funny line from Ryan was that Leonardo DiCaprio is only worried about climate change because he wants to leave a better world for his girlfriends. Eden is a model and DiCaprio was seated next to her at a CD release party. Victoria Lamas, his current girlfriend as far as we know, is 23, and probably still has another good year ahead of her. After that, it's out with the old and in with the new ho. Lamas might already be gone, as they were last seen together on New Year's Eve. Maybe Leo was dating 19-year-old Eden, but was just testing to see the reaction from the public. But he hasn't been seen with Lamas since New Year's, and has been on outings on his yacht and seen enjoying boys' night out at the Lakers games. I think that recently he might have been starting to lose his mojo because he was dating Gigi Hadid, a 27-year-old single mother, briefly. This is probably giving older women everywhere some hope that he's going to lower his standards and pull a Keanu Reeves and date a skunk-haired skank. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to 50-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio still acting like he's on the set of Snatch Me If You Can Clown World Show. The guy's a serial monogamist and he's basically going his own way in a sense because he's not getting married. And he's using his sexual marketplace value to exploit the women and enjoy his life with no wife. He's pretty much doing exactly what many men going their own way would also do if they could. Play catch and release with a 20 to 25 year old snatch. So what if he's with a 19 year old woman? I just think that him dating younger women while he gets older is pissing off a lot of women out there that are quickly seeing their sexual marketplace value collapse, while his stays exactly where it is. He's like a modern day Dorian Gray, and women are watching their pubes turn gray and fall off while he continues doing whatever he wants. For a while, Jack Nicholson was the same way, and I'm jealous of him being with Lara Flynn Boyle back in the day, but he was with older women in his late 20s and early 30s. Leo is rubbing it in women's faces that they have no value over the age of 25 for him, and it might just be enough to get some of them to try and raise the relative age of consent as they gain political power. They might say that you can only date a woman as a man that's 10 to 15 years younger than you. Of course, this has created tons of jobs for lawyers as well as women ready to Me Too men that don't check their age before sleeping with them. But of course, it'll probably only go one way. Men won't be able to date much younger women, but women will still be able to date much younger men. You get shows like MILF Manor with women that are 50 plus dating guys in their early to mid-20s. That's perfectly fine. But Leo doing the same is front page gossip news, it seems. Somehow he's behaving outrageously while cougars are being glorified on national television for the exact same behavior. Give me a break. Yet the same types of women that shame DiCaprio are probably supporting minor attracted people and trying to make that thing a thing. I knew there would be a ton of stories.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Coming out about Eden, the 19-year-old model he was seen with in public. A lot of the time, the women that he's with also use him to bolster attention to themselves so that their careers can become even bigger. Recently, one of the women that worked with Andrew Tate said that he convinced her to become a cam girl because they could both make tons of money. It's possible that Leo convinces these women that if they date him until the age of 25, that they'll get a nice boost to their modeling career. And then they also have the option to monkey branch to bigger celebrities like a few of his exes have already done. I think the reason the women cry outrage over his behavior so much is because they fear that if men aren't paying attention to his behavior, that they'll pay attention to the women's behavior that he's with. That it's women that are using him to further their modeling careers, and then move on to famous football players like Tom Brady, and actors like Ryan Reynolds. Both of them got Leo's sloppy seconds, and that's what this is all about. Women dating Leo so they can get their hands on men that are willing to settle, and so that they can actually make more money from modeling. Because they're dating a famous dude. Not to mention they get to enjoy a crazy lifestyle with him as he flies around the world on his private jets, while he virtue signals that he's going to save the world from climate change by burning more jet fuel in a single trip than most people do their entire lives. To get all of that, all a woman has to do is give up a few years of her life in early to mid-20s, and clearly women don't have an issue being with him. I find it funny how he's the one that's being criticized for dating younger women, and yet no one ever criticizes younger women for being with older men, as if it's somehow all up to the man, that the young innocent woman is just the innocent bystander here. In reality, she's a mercenary with memories. There was even a comic strip about this showing a representation of Leo and another representation of the 19-year-old model Eden, and they both say they consent. Then you have a representation of a 32-year-old single woman on Twitter saying that she doesn't consent to them being together. How about women stay out of men's bedrooms? Unfortunately, that's the one thing that many of them are terrible at. They just can't seem to help themselves. Guys also need to understand that their behavior has a dual purpose. Number one, it's supposed to shame them, and number two, it's supposed to be a smokescreen of queefs to cover up the fact that the women that are with Leo are getting way more from him than he's actually getting from them. But they want other men to think that he's just actually exploiting women and nothing more. So long as he looks like the one exploiting them, then no one will be paying attention to the fact that these women are the ones that are exploiting him. I would say the same thing of Andrew Tate. Sure, he has exploited women for their looks to become his cam girls, but the women are actually exploiting him because of his ability to show them the ropes in the business and get them all set up. That's why women are always crying that men are exploiting them, because they're using projection to make men think that they're the ones that are suffering. Remember Breifoldt's law. If there is no benefit for a female of the species interacting with the male of the species, then that transaction interaction doesn't take place. It's crazy how many men fall prey to women crying that they're victims when they're actually the exploiters. I think that's about all I got to say on that. On the issue of women not cleaning up after themselves in women's bathrooms, I think of a lot of it has to do with private versus public space. The women's bathroom or change room is a space that most men will never see, so there's no reason to keep it clean and waste all that effort on it. What's more important is the public face women present. Plus, women treat it like a rental car, or they keep it messy because they know that no matter how bad it gets, when they come back tomorrow morning, it'll all be cleaned up. Plus, it's a man that's usually keeping it clean, or a bunch of women or immigrants, so it shows you just how little empathy the average woman has on the male workforce doing the dirty jobs. Such men don't mean anything to them. But the better question to ask is, why is the men's room cleaner than the ladies' room? The most messy I see things is when guys forget to flush, like they're leaving it there like a 3-year-old proud enough to show his parents what he did. Maybe the guy has a germ phobia, so he won't touch the flush handle. He can always flush it with the sole of his shoe if he wants. Funny enough, the same guy that has a flush phobia probably goes home. and doesn't take off his shoes and walks around his place with microfeces mashing together with the folds of his area rug. If women's bathrooms are as dirty as we think they are, then imagine how much more filth they bring home with them. And I know for a fact women remove their shoes at home a lot less when compared to men. The one thing we can criticize single men for is not washing their bed sheets all that often. But that's a story for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Terry for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Leo will be smashing 23-year-old women even when he's 63. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are trying to shame Leonardo DiCaprio so that he marries some unattractive single mother so they can rub their hands together thinking of all his suffering away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.